The book of Philippians, chapter 3, if you would, please. Philippians, chapter 3. A New Year's message. Yeah, it's hard to believe that it's almost 2019. It seems to me that we were just about ready to go into 2000. And we were worried about the computers, and we were worried about the traffic lights, and we were wondering if the ATM machines would work. And they, of course, all did. And now it's 2019, 2 days away. Do you want 2019 to be a better year than 2018?
Amen.
Would you say you would want your spiritual condition to be more in tune with the Lord in 2019 than 2018? Do you know it can be? It can be. Let us stand, if you would, please, Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, and then we'll be going over to chapter 4, beginning at verse 4. Philippians 3, verse 13, brethren, Paul writing here to this body of believers in Philippi, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. Are there some things in 2018 you don't want to ever remember again? I know there are in my life. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Chapter 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask, Lord, now that we could go forward with the desire to grow greater in our spiritual walk. Lord, we pray that you could use this body of believers in 2019 in a great and marvelous way. And we ask this in Jesus' name and with thanksgiving. Amen. Thank you, and you may be seated. In our January 1st, 2017 bulletin, was the following thought. May the celebration of Christmas cause us to. And then, you know, you open the card and it said, rejoice with the angels. Hear like the shepherds. Follow like the wise men. Good advice from a greeting card. 2019 begins in just 2 days. Some, but probably not many, will make New Year's resolutions. As we know, New Year's resolutions are promises that people make every year to themselves, maybe to their mates, and sometimes even to the Lord. What does the word resolution even mean? Well, it comes from the word resolve, which means to be firmly determined to do something. Firmly determined. A number of years ago, one of the men of our church suffered a major heart attack. And while in the hospital, he determined to lose half his body weight. A couple of days later, his wife asked if she could empty their freezer and refrigerator of questionable food and to bring it to the church. I was not quite sure how I was to respond to that. And so they brought over enough food items to fill both of our church refrigerators. Unfortunately, his determination was short-lived, as are most of our resolutions. And so the question would be, why? Because most involve giving up pleasures or are simply hard work. But there are some that will be successful. I'm going to list here top 10 New Year's resolutions made and broken. Number one, lose weight. I read this in the AARP magazine. Now, some of you think I'm not old enough to be reading the AARP magazine. Can I hear an amen on that? Or, yeah, right. But it says your body uses X number of calories a day, no matter if you exercise or not. Exercising will help tone, but if you want to lose weight, it said there's only one thing you can do, eat less. A terrible thing to say since we're having a fifth Sunday potluck in just a few minutes. The second one is quit smoking. We do know that some people make the same resolution year after year after year. And I would give this advice, never stop trying to quit smoking. Never stop trying. Third, learn something new. We have a desire to learn something new. And for many people, the only thing they learn new is the new TV programs coming out. But it doesn't hurt us to learn something new. You know one thing I have found interesting, that when I go to the Sterling Heights Library, that I usually am in the minority? Now you say, what do you mean by the minority? The majority of the people are there are people who have come to America in the last decade. Why are they at the library? They want to learn something. When was the last time you went to the library? Number one, your taxes are paying for it. And you that live in Clinton and Macomb and you give to your nice library over there at Romeo Plank and Canal Road, thank you, thank you, thank you. That's the nicest library in the area. But the fact of the matter is, we need to learn something new. Number four, eat healthier and diet. Now, it's different from losing weight. Usually, if someone wants to lose weight, they stop eating all kinds of stuff. But the fact of the matter is, we need to eat healthier and diet. Number five, get out of debt and save money. Do you think that's a good resolution, to get out of debt? I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't want to pay any interest to the credit card companies. I want to pay my bills. And I'll be honest to say that whatever bill I've ever had where I had to make monthly payments, I have always been able to pay them off sooner than what they were due. Number six, spend more time with family. Isn't it amazing how time flies by and we think, oh, I was going to do that with family members. And I have, well, things have slipped by. Number seven, travel to new places. To new places. How many of you are planning to travel to a new place this coming year? I see some hands. All right. Traveling to a new place. Now, if you need a guide to the waterfalls of Tennessee, I'm your guy. I'll be ready to go with you. Just let me know when. Travel to new places. That's a good thing. Number eight, be less stressed. You think we live in a stressful society? We do. Number nine, that's one of the things that people make a resolution to do and then don't do is to volunteer. To volunteer to do things. We have pockets full of what? Good intentions. It's what's that circle thing called? Around to it. My dad was given some round to its a number of years ago. But around to it, I'll get around to it, but so often we don't. And then the 10th resolution that is most often broken, and I have never made this resolution, drink less alcohol. But that's a good one. Ask the street signs. A man stopped by the church Thursday to drop off some literature about a recovery group starting at a local church. Now, I'll be honest with you, recovery groups are fine, and I'm not against recovery groups. I know that there's, was it UAAU? RU at a number of our local churches, and this is a recovery group that this local church is wanting to have. But the fact of the matter is, if we would listen to the sound preaching of the gospel, a lot of the things I'm going to list here would never be an issue. If we would just simply read the Word of God and listen to the sermons, we would not have one of the 42 things listed. 42 things. The first one is abandonment. If the Lord is our Savior, we're not abandoned. Now, we may be lonely at times, but He's with us. But one of the main issues, and you're going to find that these are in alphabetical order, abandonment. Those who have been abused, or are the abusers. Well, folks, if people listen to the Word of God, they knew would know they're not to abuse other people. Let me plainly put. We have number four is alcohol. I know that we live in America, and you watch TV programs, and everybody's drinking. But they don't show you the downsides of the alcohol. The lives that are ruined, the bodies that are tormented because of what alcohol does to our bodies. May I encourage you, don't start. And if you've started, stop. Number five is anger. Do we live in an angry society? We do live in an angry society. All you have to do is talk about road rage, anxiety, betrayal, bigotry. Verse 8 here. Number 9, I have circled bitterness. I'm not going to ask if there's anybody bitter in this room, but I'm going to tell you this, I've been bitter. There have been times that I've been so bitter and so angry that I thought like there is no use even staying in the ministry because I just cannot go forward. You say, Pastor Paul, you shouldn't be bitter. Well, I know that. I'm not going to ask you if you've ever been bitter. But I tell you what, it's one of the 42 that this church has listed as issues. Bitterness. Being bullied or the bully. Being bullied. Now, some of you probably were never bullied. But I know what it's like to be bullied. In fact, I could name you one from high school that his whole pleasure in his senior year was to pick on me. And he was one of the first guys I saw at the reunion that Donna made me go to. And I've never been back. Now you say, would you let him bully you today? No, in fact, I wanted him to try to do something. He just smiled at me. He probably doesn't even remember. He caused nightmares. Let's moving on. An issue, cheating on your mate. You know, we live in a society that is inundated with immorality. Cheating on your mate. How about this one? Chemical or drug dependency, including nicotine usage. When we become dependent on chemicals and drugs. How about controlling personality? Do you know somebody who has a controlling personality? It's their way or no way? How about a critical spirit? I know a lot of people who have critical spirits. They're hard to be around. How about depression? You know anybody that's depressed? I'm not going to ask you if you're depressed. You say, Pastor Paul, have you ever been depressed? Let's move along. Number 16, dysfunctional families. We hear an awful lot about that today, families that are dysfunctional. I don't want to do number 17. Can we just move on to 18? Do I hear an amen? Let's move to 18. No? Okay, number 17, eating disorder. Do we have people with eating disorders? My son was talking to me the other day about an article he had read about is it Karen Carpenter? How many of you remember Karen Carpenter? Beautiful voice. Did you have an eating disorder? Yes, it did. And by the time she got over it, it was too late. She died. Okay, where was I? Electric device addiction. I'm not sure that's how I would have worded it, but electric device addiction. What do you think that would include? Cell phones? None of you would be addicted to cell phones, would you? Yeah, right. Have you noticed that the lights turn green and the person in front of you still has their head down? They're not asleep and they're not praying. And if you honk, just a friendly little honk, what do? They usually wave at you with one finger. You have disturbed them. Yes. But we have that. How about fear? The Bible tells us we're not to be in fear. Food addictions, gambling, greed, envy, guilt, homosexuality, impatience or lack of self-control, lack of trust in God, laziness. Let's move along. Lying, gossip, deceivers, creators of dissension. Materialism, overspending. Obsessive compulsive behavior. I didn't know what that was until a few years ago. Have you heard of it? Do you know anybody that has it? Don't point at anybody. Yes, obsessive compulsive behavior. Pornography, pride, procrastination, rage, self-mutilation. Pastor Stephen and Chief Smith and I were at a Burger King the other day, and the cashier had marks, slashes on his arms. I'll be honest with you, if I were the manager of that particular Burger King, I would hire him, but I'd make him wear long sleeves. It almost made me want to lose my appetite. But the fact of the matter is self-mutilation, self-righteousness, shopping addiction, stealing, unwilling to forgive. Would you like to write that one down? Unwilling to forgive. Should we be willing to forgive? When we forgive, who are we helping the most? Yourself, right? When you forgive. And like I say, if people would listen to the Word of God when preached and when they would read the Word of God, of these 42 issues could be an issue, but they wouldn't be as big as they are in today's world. Wasteful pursuits. I'm not sure where they're going with that one, but I'm sure there are wasteful pursuits. Aren't you glad the Lions are done today? Workaholic. Last but not least, worry. Worry. That was all the introduction. Now we're going immediately to the conclusion. If you would, 2 Chronicles chapter 12. 2 Chronicles chapter 12. 2 Chronicles chapter 12, and I'm going to read verse 13a and verse 14. Why do we have these issues in our lives today? 2 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 13a. So King Rehoboam strengthened himself in Jerusalem. Verse 14. And he did evil because he prepared not his heart to seek the Lord. He had not prepared his heart to seek the Lord. 2019's around the corner. May I encourage you to prepare to seek the Lord. Second Timothy 4:10a says, for Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. May I say this, the Christian walk is day by day, and nobody's going to tell you it's easy. It can be very difficult. We need to prepare ourselves. If you would, the book of Hebrews chapter 12, Hebrews chapter 12 verses 1 and 2. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Wherefore, seeing we also were compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses? Let us lay aside every weight. Did I not just read 40-some weights that can be in our life? These things that bring us down, that cause us even to stumble. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. My son Brian has run many half marathons. He's been part of the Free Press Marathon that takes you into Canada and then back again. He's been part of that where he's run into Canada on the bridge and then come back through the tunnel. And so he has on the back of his car these little, magnets that tell you that he has run whatever half a marathon is. What, 13.1? Is that what it is, Brother Paul, 13.1? Is it a full marathon, 26.2? So 13.1. And so on his wife's car, she has one that is 0.0. But the fact of the matter, we that know Jesus Christ as our Savior, we are in a marathon. We're not in a sprint. We're not in a 100-yard dash. We are in a full-fledged marathon. And the Bible tells us that there are things we can do so that we can run the race that is set before us. And we lay aside every weight and the sin that doth easily beset us. If you would, to the next book, the book of James. James chapter 1, verse 27. Five thoughts to help us in 2019. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. To keep himself unspotted from the world. If we can learn to be thankful, if we can learn to forgive, if we can learn to put our trust in the Lord, it'd go a long way to keeping ourselves unspotted. Chapter 2, verse 26. Chapter 2, verse 26. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. In our Christian walk, we must be working for the Lord. The Bible in the New Testament, again and again, it talks about doing good works. It talks about doing that which is right so that we can be a witness to the lost. Because if we are not doing the good works, our faith is dead. Chapter 3, verse 18. Chapter 3, verse 18. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Do we need peace in our world today? Are you helping to make it a more peaceful place? Peace. It's something that's important. Chapter 4, verse 17. This verse scares me to death. This verse is one of those verses that convicts me every time I read it. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. To him that knoweth to do good, do you think we should do good? Do you think we should do the right things? Are there places we shouldn't go? Are there things we shouldn't do? Absolutely. And so if we know what we should not do and we do them anyways, it's sin. If there are things we know we should do, like brushing your teeth, I'll just throw that out. But you know there's other things, right? if you know there are things that you should do and you don't do them? The Bible says to him, it is sin. So what do you think the last verse is? Come on, folks, work with me. Chapter 5, verse 20, right? You notice that we've been doing the last verse of each chapter. Chapter 5, verse 20. Let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. 2019 begins on Tuesday. Many of you will watch the new year come in. And some of you will say, well, if I go to bed at 10 o'clock, it's going to come one way or the other. But the fact of the matter, it's coming. Are we going to make it a better year than 2018? I think we can all make it a better year. And I think that when we've made it a better year, we'll be glad. Shall we stand together? A song of invitation, have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Number 17 in your songbook. Number 17, shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, as we have this invitation time, we ask, Lord, now that you would touch hearts, convict souls. Lord, if there's one here today that has never accepted thee as Savior, may this be that day that they do so. And we ask this in Jesus' name and with thanksgiving. Amen.